Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Found what you were looking for, a place for you to hide. But you just can't hide those feelings that just tear you up inside. 'Cause the memories, well, they just haunt you, and they don't let you sleep. And in that only place that you thought was safe, you still can't find no peace. Hey, people choose your sides when two worlds collide. Oh, people choose your sides when two worlds collide. Troubles down in your own hometown to blow up in your face. There'll be no one you can run to, there'll be nowhere you can hide. There'll be no one left to save you when you're left there to decide. Your sides when two worlds collide.
You made me and gave me the seer land. washed in the sand. Oh, Aunt Gina, oh, Aunt Gina, I see you there, bye-bye. You're the spirit of the western sky. Why do you let my people
there, Barry Cedric, Wanya, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Welcome to 2021, New Mob. It's the first show of the year. Say goodbye to 2020, but it's not goodbye at this stage to the pandemic. COVID-19 is still with us, New Mob, so we need to act accordingly, and the best medicine we have are the rules that we need to abide by, and that's 1.5 metres away from each other. Wear face masks when you can. Wash your hands constantly, and if you are feeling sick, very important to get tested. This is the new year, 2021, and I hope the year finds you fantastic, and hope the plan of attack for the future looks good, you mob. The old saying, we don't plan to fail, we just fail the plan. So set your plan of attack. But yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Murray from the Curry here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, the host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I want to give a big shout out to my family, my mob. And I'm 1 year Gunga leader up there, Dumiji, Mornington Island, Burketown, all my mob there, my father's side, my mother, Dunley Island, Arab, Sailor Pit mob. Big shout out. And look, I steer the ship here for your daily program, National Talk Black. But it is your program. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. We do have a text number if you're on the shy side, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 98.7 FM. And like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So what does 2021 hold for you? Give me a call. Tell me what's happening and what are you doing with your family, with your career, with your studies, whatever's happening, and black successes we need in this country in all facets. And speaking of black successes, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Royanne West. She's the CEO of CASANAM, that's Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and talk about the up-and-coming conference for 2021, kicking off here in Cairns, and there's nine to follow thereafter. Like I said, with COVID-19 permitting, that'll all go ahead. But on the line, we're Professor Royanne, very good morning, my cousin. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, darling, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Royanne. My people are the Kalkadoon people from northwest Queensland, and my dad's Mama Jakundi from southeast Queensland.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, darling. Now, you wear the hat as the CEO, new appointed, or Kasanam, being a professor of nurse yourself. Tell us about the new role that you've taken on board, and also let's talk about the up-and-coming conference kicking off here in Cairns 2021. That's April 21.
Yeah, deadly. So I started in a new role as the CEO of Kasanam just at the top of October. So I've been on deck just over 3 months. It's been an exciting 3 months. Mm. The role of the CEO is to and advocate for our membership. So we've got 5,000 First Nation nurses across the country, which is a significant number. Sounds like a significant number.
Yes.
However, it is less than 1% of the total nursing and midwifery workforce. So one of their main priorities is increasing the number of First Nations nurses and midwives nationally.
Yes.
And the sector. So we've got about 2,000 that are members of Congress, So we've got a few more that we need to get on board to make sure that we've got as strong a voice as we possibly can.
Mm.
And the second part of that role, Trove, is ensuring that the rest of the nursing and midwifery workforce has the necessary skills to be able to work with our mob across the country.
And also, I'm thinking setting up a pathway for up-and-coming brothers and sisters to become nurses and midwives, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the forums that we have at the conference is Pathway. So we'll have Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health workers that have then gone into nursing. We've got Aboriginal students that have done the Cert 3 health services assistant or primary health care that have then gone on to the diploma and the registered nursing, and some of us have gone all the way through to becoming a doctor of nursing with a PhD. So we really want to highlight the pathways and that you don't necessarily have to have, you know, some of the myths about university trips that you have to be rich or you have to be white or you have to be very smart. What we're wanting to demonstrate that it's actually the complete opposite of that, and our mob have as much the obligation that we bring to our communities, and the determination it is much more important. And if you've got those things on board, then your likelihood of success is greater.
I'm thinking of the degree of passion is what I'm thinking, yes?
Yes, that's the one. And caring, you know.
Caring, yes.
That obligation that we have, you know, caring for country, caring for family, you know, all of that stuff, the respect that we have for each other, for country, all of those fundamental principles of being First Nations for this country are what's critical for nursing and midwifery, and not only for our mob, Trev, but also for, you know, the nursing and midwifery discipline, the Indigenous knowledge that we bring.
Yes.
If we are permitted to bring it, which unfortunately there's still some sticking points on that, has the potential to actually reform the nursing and midwifery workforce.
Mm. When I'm thinking as well regarding the study of, like I said, the passion, the caring, and we are belongs to that, aren't we, for looking after our mob. And I always say, my sister, black on black, you can't beat that. And when we have black nurses, black midwives dealing with our mob, the thought, the process of light at the end of the tunnel and a smooth, pathway for our mob in regard to delivering, our pickaninnies or better health is regarding nursing, yep?
Yeah, absolutely. For all our professions, Trevor, and that's certainly, you know, sometimes there's certainly some struggles when you're trying to navigate or infiltrate non-Indigenous professions, but when you get to care for your mob, that's when it makes it worth it, when you see that sense of pride and relief because that trust that they, the non-trust that they have with the health system, you bring an innate trust between, you know, what you say is black on black. So that's what makes it worth it. That's what makes all the hard times worth it.
Exactly. Now, we're talking about 10 conferences for Kasanam this year, with the first one kicking off in April here in Cairns. Tell us about the conferences and who can attend, or how do people get invited as such. Paint that picture, please, Sissy.
Yeah, so this year is the first time that we're going for a national conference season. A couple of reasons. One is, as a new CEO, I wanted to have state and territory forums that are more intimate and to give me an opportunity to get to know the members at a local and territory and state level, so that they have those particular issues, because there's different issues for every state and territory, as there are for all of our mobs. And secondly, because of the borders, we thought that if we went to state and territory forums, we've got a greater likelihood of them going ahead if we kept them just restricted to the borders. But we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
And thirdly, because it helps to showcase the talent within that state and territory. So as an example, in Cairns, we're using all of the talent, the expertise and the leadership from within Queensland and as much from within Cairns. And then it gives us a Cairns one is important in that it's the launch of the national conference series. So the members voted at the end of last year to have a national conference every second year, and then state and territory forums the alternative year, and we're calling that alternative year a national conference series. So we're really excited about this. It'll be a big couple of months as we travel around. It's open to all nurses and midwives or aspiring nurses and midwives.
Yes.
There will be a dinner that takes place in the evening on the first night of the conference that will be open for community members to attend.
Okay.
And that'll have, that'll have entertainment from, we want to as much as possible engage the Indigenous businesses from the local area, ensure that we're adhering to local cultural protocols strong as we can. And certainly my commitment is to ensure that a CAPTANAM conference has culture central to everything that we do.
Yes.
So that you can very clearly, there's multiple nursing and midwifery conferences that happen across the country, but we want our members to know that what we do is keep our culture strong within our conferences.
Well, exactly, and I know that the theme for Cairns is back to the fire. And look, as successful you are as a professor, my sister, your roots are strong in regard to your culture and your mob, and that's a good theme, isn't it? Back to the fire. No matter how successful we get in life, we can walk in both paths in regard to academia and also with our culture. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes for our young ones that are coming through, Trevor, and sometimes we have a high rate of mob that start nursing and midwifery degrees who drop out.
Mm.
And we hope by, having that theme of back to the fire, that if you're thinking about dropping out, you can think about that theme and what that means for you and your family and community and why you actually started on that nursing and midwifery journey. So it'll mean different things to different people, but the thing is it'll mean something to all of us.
Exactly. Well, the old phrase is always begin with the end in mind, but also add into that, don't forget your roots and where you come from.
Absolutely, because that's the strength, irrespective of what's thrown at you. If you've got a strong root and a strong foundation, and that's the bit that you have to always remember when you're wavering about thinking about giving up or this is too hard. And the thing that resonates for me is Battle Mountain and my people. If I think I'm having a hard problem, I think about our mob who stood on the hills of Battle Mountain and what they had to endure and fight and how many of our people were lost. And that's nothing. I've got nothing to whinge about if I put it into that context and think about those stories.
Exactly. And I'm picking up a sense of steering CAPTANAM into the future, but in the doors are open regarding grassroots, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, definitely want that. Certainly, we know 50% of our mob live in rural and remote areas and very remote communities. Trev, we know that most of those communities are manned by one nurse station, they call it, who's usually a director of nursing.
Mm.
You know, my vision is to see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses from those communities in the next 10 to 15 years be that director of nursing for that respective community.
Okay, so what's the time limit for duration for a nurse or midwife to come about?
Yeah, so a diploma of nursing is 18 months, a bachelor of nursing is 3 years, and a bachelor of midwifery is 3 years. Sadly, Trev, once upon a time, one degree was enough, but we're getting to a point where one in five Australians now has a degree and nursing and midwifery is quite competitive. So we need to get, where is the people still looking at one degree, whereas non-Indigenous people are looking at two or three degrees.
Exactly,
so we need to really be lifting our sights and for our mob to see that that first degree is just the first hoop that you have to jump through. It's a very strong hoop because once you get a Bachelor of Nursing, as an example, even with a bachelor, I was able to work in Mount Isa, community control, policy, forensic mental health, acute, and now I'm sitting in a CEO role. So the choices are multiple once you get into the discipline, but We don't want our mob to continue to come through their undergraduate degrees and struggle, and sort of fall out the other end. We want our mob to come through strong, come through clear, always remembering back to the fire as their strength of their identity, because that's what's going to get them through and hopefully through to the next step as well.
So, Kazi, with our potential students out there, can they lean on CASNAM for support?
Absolutely. And we'll have a piece of priority work that's looking at our students. Trev, last year we graduated approximately 250 First Nations nurses and midwives nationally.
Yep.
And in the next month nationally, we'll actually start approximately 750 First Nations nursing and midwifery students across this country. Which is fantastic news, but what we don't do as a nation particularly well is support them to finish, which is why we have nearly 750 start and only 200 finish. We need 750 to start and 750 to finish.
But I suppose hospitals and universities alike and non-Indigenous brothers and sisters need to be there for that support too. And I'm talking about being Indigenous friendly, arms open, and helping that success, breeding success pathway, yes?
Yep, absolutely. That's the second prong, is about increasing the skills and attributes of our non-Indigenous nursing and midwifery students, academics, preceptors in the hospital when they're on clinical placement, and increasing the number of placements they do within the community control sector or with our Indigenous services. So there's not one single factor, there's multiple factors, and Captain M's challenge is to attempt to be across all of them so that we're catching any of the students when they start to fall in a particular area.
Fantastic. Look, it's a powerful vehicle for our mob, for nurses and midwives, First Nation, that is, of course. And you've been the CEO of the CASNAM, and that's the Congress of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. The vehicle is there, the tool is there, and the support is there. And it sounds like you're going to be steering the ship into the future, my sister.
Absolutely. It's a privilege and an honour to be doing this. Trev, I think the last time I spoke to you about all the nurses and midwives in our family, and when we had another yarn another day face-to-face, it was even more than we realised. So it's more than a job for men. It really is. Nursing has provided not only an opportunity but a lifeline for me, and the opportunities then ripple onto my kids, my grandkids and our community. So now I want to see all of our mob have that same opportunity with a particular passion for First Nations women in rural and remote areas as well.
Exactly. Listen, before you go, my sister, quickly paint the picture in regard to your family and the nurses and midwives in your family and how it all started. Quickly, please, sister.
So we're fortunate in that Auntie June was one of the first nursing graduates from the Mount Isa Base Hospital. Mum was telling me the other day that she started immediately after Auntie June, a year after.
Yes.
But she found it quite hard because everyone kept referring to her, you know, the standard is to be like Nurse Barton. And funniest story, Trev, she quits and goes back to Cloncurry, and these two old dons go down to Cloncurry to get her to come back and finish her nursing.
Yep.
But Mum, I said, why didn't you say yes, Mum? And she said, well, I already had a job at the PO, barmaiding.
Priorities. Instant money.
You must regret that, said Mum, but she just started laughing. But she had a passion, and that's where she takes her, you know, going into being a health worker was the next closest thing for her, and why she was so driven about all of her kids. So Leona and Laurie were all registered nurses, and then
your sister and your brother, your twin sister and your brother, yep.
And then my daughters are doing one nursing and one midwifery. But of the mum's 11 brothers and sisters, there's probably five of them that have a grandchild who's doing nursing and or midwifery.
So it's in the family,
in
isn't it?
Family. It's definitely, and that's only on our side, Trev. On Dad's side, he's had three sisters that were all nurses, and they've got grandkids that are doing nursing and midwifery as well.
Well, there it is. I mean, that's CASNAM itself.
That's our 2,000 membership.
That's too deadly. Look, a beautiful story, my sister, and looking forward to the conference up here in Cairns. And look, keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch, and we'll make waves in this industry for our mob.
Thank you, Trev. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for your help. And just to advertise that Bumma Bipara will be broadcasting, hopefully, live on the first day. And thank you to Trevor Tibbs, Trendy Trev Murray for the curry, for his help, on-the-ground help, to ensure that our conference truly does keep, the launch of our conference series truly does lead the way. It shows the way for the remainder of conferences, the conferences to keep culture central. Thank you.
No, thank you, my sister. You take care. All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, beautiful Yanda. Professor Roy Ann West, the new CEO, appointed Kasanam, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. And we're just talking about that fantastic vehicle and the support that they're giving our students out there, our First Nations students becoming nurses and midwives. And there's only about, there's 5,000. Sounds like a lot, but it's only 1% of the 1% of nurses in this country. So, black success is what we need in this industry. In all industries, look fantastic. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. You are yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're back in 2021, you mob. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A trip on down to Derby, didn't know how far I'd get, in an old wagon. Now the Kimberley Highway runs on down the land of my country. Driving through the ranges, I was so at ease. No more fancy lights or streets. Derby, you're the place I wanna be. A place of history. Derby, you're the place I wanna be. Against that old Boab tree. Coming to the dry red land, I could see the sky open up so clear and wide. Now the Fitzroy River runs from the ranges down in the desert and back to the sea. Derby, you're the place I wanna be. A place of history. Derby, you're the place I wanna be. Against that old strong. And someone said, where you from? Derby, you're the place I wanna be. A place of history. Derby, you're the place I wanna be. Salt breeze blowing from the sea. Against that old Boab tree. Against that old Boab tree.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Betrays my eyes again. I started losing sleep and gaining weight and wishing I was 10 again so I could be your friend again. These days we go to waste like wine. It's turned to turpentine. Till it's 6 a.m. and I'm all messed up. I didn't mean to waste your time, so I fall back in line. But I'm warning you, we're growing up.
you found some pretty words to say. You found your little game to play, and there's no one allowed in. Then just when we believed we could be great, reality it permeates and conquers from within.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, too deadly. It is your yarning circle. Give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We're back in the hot seat again for 2021. A powerful voice, a tool for our mob, having our yarns, having our say, and yarn up strong on National Talk Black. Yarning with the bull, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program, just steering the ship of your mob. You can give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, the year that was 2020, so goodbye to that, and hello to 2021. So you get your plan of attack and make sure it all happens. And we just need to be flexible in regard to the pandemic. It's turned our world upside down, and sometimes a lot of things didn't go ahead in 2020. I mean, talk about the NAIDOC celebrations. We talk about Laura Dance Festival up here in North Queensland, Kyaft, and some of the big events that happens for our mob across this country. And it's a fantastic gathering when we all get together, whether it be a football carnival or what have you. But the pandemic put a spin on that. But it's about being strong, and it's about being flexible and operating outside the norm, so to speak. And that's the best way to do it, and prepare yourself for the opportunity. Opportunity will present itself in regard to moving forward. But have you say yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Knuckles Band, Long Way From Home.
It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, a watch in the night, and I'm thinking of just going home. So come on, you restless young rider,
cause your heart will just turn you around.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, muck around your mob too deadly. National Talk Black, yarning with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry. Our first one back for 2021, and the program is a 1 hour program, and we go 11 a.m. to 12 noon Queensland time, and we operate Monday to Friday. So we come to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. A big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, beautiful Black Network, and a fantastic job that they do in regarding having our yarns, having our stories told, and having our music played as well, and a voice for our people, and a lot of stuff we talk about on First Nation radio stations don't get talked about. So it is a fantastic and powerful tool, so do utilise it, you mob. Murray going to sign off here for the first one back, and back in the hot seat again tomorrow, so do add to the conversation 1-800-422-416, otherwise text 247-045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Thank you for your company, mob. Great to be back, and we're going right through the 2021. Enjoy the journey, you mob, to Delhi.
Love was made, maritime brothers, sisters. Now our time's growing short. Do we fear what we face? Do we carry a torch? How long? How long do these scars take to heal? To be free, to be free once again. Murray man, Murray woman, do you still walk on that same ground? Black soil plains to Boobera, Maryland. Now we're standing at the crossroad, brighter